This is Harold. It's something that happened. Somethingthathappened.com. Kind of worried about one of my favorite artists, a storyscape artist. Storyscape meaning someone who tells stories in audio format. And that includes, the recording can include anything. It could include narration and music and sounds and ambient sounds. The fellow I'm talking about, his name is Joe Frank. And apparently he's taken ill. And now I've been an admirer of his work for a very long time. Joe Frank broadcast his story, has been broadcasting his storyscapes for about 3 decades now. He started in New York. He's been through Boston. He was even the narrator, or one of the contributors to This American Life before Ira Glass took over, essentially. And Ira Glass actually learned a lot from Joe Frank. He's expressed his gratitude or his, whatchamacallit, his, it's too early for me to think. But Joe Frank moved to Los Angeles about 30 years ago. He was invited, as he was working on This American Life, he was invited by the owner, I believe, of a station in Los Angeles called KCRW, which is a college station, but it's a public radio station, essentially, located on a community college out here. And it's the local NPR affiliate as well, so... Once he came out to L.A., he started broadcasting from this station, and he broadcast for about 30 years, almost 30 years, and then he was fired. There were some interesting circumstances surrounding his firing, and especially after, you know, more than 2 decades of work. He's actually made some interesting storyscapes about this particular firing. He's gone on tour recently, too. He's also a monologist. If you're familiar with monology, one of the famous monologists, Spalding Gray, he recently committed suicide. That made the national news. You know, I believe they were certainly aware of each other. I don't know if they were friends, but they're in the same vein in certain ways. So Joe was more than a monologist. He was an artist in a variety of ways. He didn't always do the same kind of thing. He did his monologues, but he also had a variety of contributors, most notably a man named Larry Block, a friend of his who's an actor in New York. He contributed to his stories, and they had conversations, and Joe would record them and edit them. He was very good at editing. It's hard to describe Joe because Joe Frank is just so compelling to listen to, and words do not seem adequate enough to describe this material. You have to listen at joefrank.com. He has some streams you can listen to for free. And you can purchase a membership, which I recommend, in listening to his old material as well as his monthly material, because he still broadcasts both on the Internet and across the United States on various radio stations, and more and more stations are adding him every week, it seems, though he's no longer broadcasting out of the Southern California station anymore. You can hear him just about anywhere. I mean, well, you can, literally, on the web. You can hear him from anywhere in the world. Recently, a Joe Frank discussion list, search Google for it, someone posted that he's taken ill. Someone posted that. There's the list, but his website now is also confirmed that his website team has confirmed that there's been an unexpected illness. So I can't go into why this concerns me so much. Perhaps someday I'll be able to, but I'm not saying I don't know Joe Frank or anything. It's not like that, but it's just